Let's get ready for work.
We have given out over 6,200 Smart Start credentials. It's actually been amazing. And data just kind of speaks for itself. We have just found that the WorkKeys curriculum has been very instrumental. As our students are in that every day, they are working toward their high school equivalency.
Bronwyn Robertson is a project specialist with Smart Start inside the Office of Adult Education of Mississippi's Community College Board. Bronwyn is here to share with us the success of thousands of adult education students earning their high school equivalencies, career credentials, and college credit through Smart Start. ACT's WorkKeys curriculum is one of the solutions that pulls together the learning content of Smart Start. Stay with us for episode 20 of Ready for Work as we dig deeper on Mississippi's adult ed success with Smart Start.
Powered by ACT, Ready for Work brings you the best and brightest in workforce development and career education with trends, innovations, and action steps you can take to help your region's workforce reach its highest potential. Here is your host, Jason Jones. Now, let's get ready for work.
Bronwyn, we're eager to hear more of your insights. Thanks for joining us on Ready for Work.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Fill us in on Mississippi's Smart Start plan. What drives the plan and how have the adult ed strategies made a difference?
You know, one of our key concerns in Mississippi is closing the gap between the demand and supply of workers to have those specialized skills beyond high school. And so Mississippi chose to tackle that with a combined plan under WIOA, which we do called Mississippi Smart Start Plan. And under that, there are four core agencies that came to the table just to develop a workforce plan to meet the demands of our current and future job seekers, of course, as well as our businesses. And those four core partners are the Mississippi Department of Employment Security, the Mississippi Department of Rehab Services, the Mississippi Department of Human Services, and as well the Office of Adult Education with the Mississippi Community College Board. We have this no wrong door policy, and it's what we say in Mississippi. It's where our participants can walk into any one of those core agencies, and we are all connected in a hub. We all have a combined plan partner intake. We all ask the same questions. It's designed to cut down on duplication of services, cut down on paperwork, and just be more efficient as we serve our participants. Because at the end of the day, we are all trying to provide every Mississippian the opportunity to secure employment. And so the Smart Start class through the Office of Adult Education, that is a pathway under our combined plan in the Office of Adult Education. We are in charge of that course. We're in charge of that pathway. Once an individual comes into our classes, they are in a 45-hour workforce preparation class, which we call the Smart Start Pathway course.
Smart integration is definitely an important feature in the background of Smart Start. How does Smart Start work, and how does the WorkKeys curriculum help Mississippians launch their career pathways?
Mississippi has three pathways under the combined plan, and it is the Smart Start Pathway course is designed for those participants who require the most intensive assistance to become job ready. The other pathways, of course, are Career Tech Pathway and our Work Ready Pathway. And so it's just natural that the Smart Start Pathway course falls under the Office of Adult Education, because right now, currently, Mississippi does have over 350,000 individuals that do not have a high school diploma. So we know that's a barrier right there. It is a 45-hour intensive course. We require every single one of our adult ed students to attend that course. We do not distinguish between the Smart Start Pathway course and the terminology of working towards your high school equivalency. It is all one thing when they enroll in one of our adult education programs. They are learning those career awareness skills, career exploration, the job sector strategies that we have in Mississippi. We identify those five sector strategies that have been told to us are going to be in high demand, that we do not have the workforce to fill those jobs. And then we go into financial literacy with our students, and then we know they need those essential skills to retain a job. And so customer service, team building, what do our employers expect out of us? We let them know about the probation period of when you're on a job for 60 to 90 days. And so we really try to be intentional to prepare our students for the workforce. One of the requirements of the class they are enrolled in the ACT Work Keys curriculum and they take the pretest, the quizzes in there. And that doesn't just help the instructor identify maybe where they're going to pass on the Work Keys test that, of course, we all know leads to the National Career Readiness Certificate, but it lets us know where they are in their career exploration instruction in that area of the course, because they do a career cluster survey, they do an interest survey, they do a personality interest survey, so we can know where they're going to line up with their skills as well as their personal interest and what they like to do. And we use that predictive level to research the careers they've identified that they would like to do. We let them know, okay, hey, you on your predictive level, you scored a 3 in applied math. The job that you're wanting requires a 4. So that's where the curriculum really plays a huge part in our course.
It makes sense that Mississippi integrated its sector strategies directly into Smart Start. How do the students connect their adult ed goals to a career sector?
We have 5 job sectors that we teach our students about that we have been told by labor market and economic development specialists in our state: energy, healthcare, IT, logistics, and advanced manufacturing. And Mississippi is broken down into 4 workforce areas. And of course, our Delta area, we teach our students about the ag business, which that's not a part of the sector strategy, but that is a sector for that particular area. So not only are we teaching our students about the sector strategies that we see as a state, they're learning about their workforce areas. They're learning about the careers that they're interested in. Is there going to be a growth there? Can they live there and work there? Are they going to have to commute? So we try to teach them about the employment, the growth that we're seeing. We're teaching them about decline. They may pick a sector that we don't see a growth in. So we have to have those conversations with them about that. And then we make sure that they are in a pathway where they can transition into maybe further training, or they can transfer into the workforce. For instance, say they want to be a nurse. They want to go into healthcare. Well, that's one of our job sector strategies. And so, of course, they're coming to us without a high school diploma. It's a path that we have to put them on and conversations that we have to have with them. And so in the Smart Start course, they're learning all of that. And so their first training they may go into is CNA. So what we try to be intentional in our classes is to teach them about CNA, teach them the job, what's going to be expected of them on that job, and how they can use that certificate possibly to go ahead and get a job. But they could also use that certificate as to apply to practical nursing or RN or surgical tech or something of that nature. So that's kind of how we design our pathways, especially with those that don't have the high school diploma, which is pretty much 100% of the students that walk into our doors. We do have some that maybe have a high school diploma, but they're underemployed, but that's very few.
I'm hearing that Mississippi is very intentional about helping students navigate the ins and outs of their local labor markets to stay on track with their pathway goals.
Well, we have really, really tried to be intentional on that. And I'm going to, you know, Jason, I'm going to tell you, it's been a task, because for years and years, as I'm sure you're aware, that it's always been about getting your high school equivalency. It's never been about connecting our students to jobs or making sure that our students understand the labor market, understand where they live, or understand how the workforce is changing. And so this has kind of been an undertaking for us, but it's so exciting because we've learned so much. And so we've seen some great success with it, the Smart Start class. It has been a great way for our students to learn about how to write a resume, give that 30-second elevator speech whenever you're going for a job interview. We teach them to apply your skills and apply what you know about the job. We're teaching them just about so many things in that class. But yes, we've really tried to be intentional in teaching them about Mississippi's workforce.
Bronwyn, to help us better understand how the Work Keys curriculum is a driver for adult ed success, how is Smart Start structured with Work Keys on a daily basis?
It's actually been amazing. And data just kind of speaks for itself. Our classes run very programmatic. They can run a class for 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. It's completely up to them. But normally they're running 5 to 6 weeks. They are in that Work Keys curriculum 30 to 40 minutes a day. It's all computer-based. If they need some assistance, some direct one-on-one, then the instructor looks at their WorkCues curriculum where they're having some difficulty maybe pulling out some other type of learning instruments they have in the classroom or something like that. But pretty much 90% of the students are all on the computer in WorkCues curriculum 30 to 40 minutes a day, and classes are running about 4 hours a day. So they walk into the room, they sign in, they log into their ACT WorkCues curriculum for 30 to 40, 45 minutes. They might start with the area they have the most need, or they might go into different ones each day, but they're in that every day. And that is just supplementing what they're learning in their HSE classes.
Tell us how your tracking system is set up and how's it shown the success of this curriculum integration.
You know, change is hard. And so for me to get my adult education instructors to buy into the importance of Smart Start and being prepared for our workforce, I really want to tie it into TABE. I really want to tie it into these students are working toward their high school equivalency. Yes, they're in what we're calling Smart Start class right now, but math is math. Workplace documents is assisting them with reading. And so we were noticing our numbers this fiscal year so far. We have an overall EFL gains on our students that have been in the Smart Start course and have received a Smart Start credential. They've completed the 45-hour curriculum. They have been in the ACT WorkCues curriculum. They've taken their pretest and they have sat for WorkCues, and they received a National Career Readiness Certificate, the bronze or higher. And we put those credentials in our data management system, and we've noticed that we have a 63% EFL gain of students that have been in the Smart Start pathway course, compared to 34% EFL gain of those students that were not in the Smart Start pathway course.
That is truly impressive.
I think that's a huge number.
Nice.
Does it not?
Right.
Yes. We're so impressed with it. I started it off as a selling tool to our adult ed instructors. I've just seen it grow. And when I'm sitting here looking at us, we're sitting at 63 of ABE total EFL gain. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Bronwyn, what are you observing locally in terms of any potential crosswalk of the learning outcomes between the WorkCues curriculum and TABE?
We did cross-reference a lot of what our students learn in TABE. We looked up the blueprint overview for reading and the math on the E, M, and D levels, and just cross-reference that a little bit to what they're learning in the ACT WorkCues curriculum. And there's so much overlap, like understanding text and determining main ideas and learning new vocabulary and following instructions and procedures. And then, of course, math, just basic operations and geometric measurements and how to write and solve equations. And so there's a lot of overlap there. We have just found that the WorkCues curriculum has been very instrumental. As our students are in that every day, they are working toward their high school equivalency.
Mississippi is definitely a leader in linking up high-demand industry sector credentials inside the career pathways for adult ed completers in Smart Start. How is the training set up to power these credentials?
Students will do the Smart Start pathway course Monday through Thursday, and then every Friday they are in a class receiving a certification toward their pathway. For instance, we may have someone that is maybe in logistics pathway, wants to be in maybe truck driving or something like that. They may get a forklift certification. They will get their truck driving certification. Some of our truck driving programs require computer literacy, computer certifications. And so they're sitting for those different types of things. And so when they finish our Smart Start course, they're going to leave with a Mississippi Smart Start credential, which tells employers that they have been through 45 hours. I forgot to mention this. It is a college credit. 10 of our community colleges are offering college credit for this course. They will articulate it for college credit.
Nice.
Is that not fantastic?
Right.
Yes. Now, it's definitely up to the admissions office, and they cross-reference the syllabus and things of that nature. But 10 of our community colleges have it in their catalog as a college credit. Employers know that our students are leaving the Smart Start pathway course with 45 hours of career exploration, financial literacy, those essential skills. They have to pass everything with a 75 or higher. In that course, they're leaving with a bronze or higher, the National Career Readiness Certificate, but they're also leaving with two or three credentials that make them employable. And this is all while they're working on their high school equivalency. And when they finish with their high school equivalency, we have transition specialists in place at every single program to ensure that these students are transitioning for further education and training, or they're transitioning into the workforce.
Thanks, Bronwyn, for giving us a look inside Mississippi's Smart Start program, and congratulations on these life-changing results.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate y'all.
As a project specialist with Smart Start inside the Office of Adult Education of Mississippi's Community College Board, Bronwyn Robertson shared with us the integration of sector-driven workforce strategies and ACT's WorkKeys curriculum into the training for the high school equivalency, the NCRC, and the sector strategies with impressive results. In the show description for episode 20, there's a link to a presentation Bronwyn provided at ACT's Workforce Summit, information about the WorkKeys curriculum, and much more.
Thanks for listening to Ready for Work from ACT. For more information on workforce solutions, visit act.org/workforce or workreadycommunities.org. We invite you to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. Check out Ready for Work in your favorite app or visit us at act.org/readyforworkpodcast. Ready for Work is a service from your friends at ACT, a mission-driven nonprofit dedicated to helping people achieve education and workplace success.
Now, let's get to work.